At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
And Lisi right here with you, off and running, baby. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius, Channel 159. A lot to get to tonight. Lisi in the cockpit, just for a couple of segments. Carver running back from coast to coast. We had a long day talking NFL, college football, and there's nothing better. Let me just say that. A great slate of NFL action starts on Thursday night. We're on the cusp of a great Thursday night game. Philadelphia and Minnesota, line already moving in favor of the Vikings. Eagles out for this game. Gainwell, the running back / third down extraordinaire. Bradbury as well are both out for that matchup. So the line opened Philadelphia, 7-point favorite, down to now 6. Now, Carver and I talked about this as well in regards to the potential total spot. Down, I believe, just a touch, right in the area of 48. But this is what it's all about. I mean, the Eagles, gurus, I know Carver even said, and he's a guru, that he wasn't impressed. But I thought that was a pretty good effort out of the defense. You know, offense is a little inconsistent, but the defense, to me, played well. I mean, that front seven won that ball game against Mac Jones on Sunday night. They were in a desperate situation, first and 10, a minute and a half left, backed up to their own 45-yard line. Mac Jones and the home team driving, and somehow, some way, they found a way to get the four stops and get off the field. And at the end of the day, that's what you want. That's what matters in regards to that. So as we welcome in our SiriusXM audience, Carver and Lisi right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159, Lisi in the cockpit for a couple of segments talking about the Sunday night game between Sunday afternoon game between the Eagles and Patriots. We're breaking down the Thursday night matchup, Eagles and Minnesota Vikings. But I actually thought that was a pretty good effort. Now, on the flip side for Philadelphia offensively, let's keep in mind as well, Brian Johnson, the new coordinator, takes over for Shane Steichen, and obviously Gannon moved on as well. So you had a new offensive and new defensive coordinator, and there's going to be hiccups along the way. Just because the talent is the same and the scheme is the same does not matter. I keep telling people that time and time again. The difference is that the coordinators, Brian Johnson in particular, has to understand how the talent responds to his play calls. He has to understand what he has from a strength and weakness standpoint, even if he was on the offensive staff, even if he was working with Jalen Hurts in terms of the quarterback perspective. Now you're the guy. You're under pressure. You have 30, 35 seconds to make a play call, and there's going to be growing pains. He might be more or less aggressive than Shane Steichen. Steichen might be more aggressive. Second and six, he might want to run it. Brian Johnson might want to pass. So until he figures that out, there's going to be maybe a game or two until they find that offensive continuity. Some teams, like Nate Hackett in Denver last year, couldn't find it at all throughout the regular season. Now, I don't think that'll be the case for the Eagles here, but it's something to monitor from an offensive perspective, and that's what you're seeing in terms of the fluctuation in terms of the market right now with obviously Bradberry out on the defensive side of the ball and Kenneth Gainwell, who got a bulk of the carries. I think you're going to see more Rashad Penny as well in this offense as the season progresses, as long as he's healthy. That's been the one, I want to say, downside to Rashad Penny, is that the fact that he can't stay on the field consistently. You want to join in on the conversation tonight, give us a call. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Our great producer, Matthias, holding it down. Matthias was trying to get me all riled up about the Atlanta Falcons. We got a team, Joe. We got a team. I said, you're not going to force me to talk about the Falcons in the opening segment, are you? But I tell you what, Green Bay comes to town, a quick look ahead in terms of that matchup. Green Bay, a 1.5-point road favorite over Dez Ritter and the Atlanta Falcons. I'm gonna continue to beat this drum. Matthias might want to beat me up in terms of the commercial break till Carver gets here, because Carver will have his back too. He'll be the enforcer. I think this is the biggest fraud team in terms of the NFC. I know. All the tickets are on Dez Ritter. All the tickets, Arthur Smith. He's got the fake mustache. He looks absolutely ridiculous. Like, just go with the clean look. The mustache on Arthur Smith is absolutely ridiculous. He looks like Undercover Boss in terms of one of those. Remember that show where he goes and the mustache is full? Am I wrong? Matthias, am I wrong?
Yeah, no. I'm with you, though. I don't like his mustache very much, Joe. He has to work on it, but he has a good team.
He does have a good team. And Matthias battling a cold, so we'll see if we can get him on talking about the Falcons. I'll get him riled up. But Bijan Robinson, dynamic performer. Now, got some touches in terms of this game against Carolina this past weekend. We saw Tyler Algier get a bulk of the carries inside the red zone. And Algier is a very good running back, especially between the tackles. That's where he made his bread and butter in terms of Provo playing for the Cougars. But when you look at this Green Bay team, and I understand it's back-to-back road games, but this team, I think, has something. Jordan Love and that offense played very well. There was consistency. The defense forced turnovers. And let's call apples to apples. Are we putting Dez Ritter above where Justin Fields is at this point in his career? Absolutely not. So if the Packers defense can force some turnovers against Justin Fields, who's to say they can't turn over the rock against Dez Ritter this coming weekend? I think that's something to look at. In terms of this matchup. Now, I'm always a big buyer in terms of a team laying less than two, especially when I think it's the better team. We saw a little fluctuation in terms of the market, in terms of Green Bay with the NFC North. They open up at plus 350. They get the 18-point win. Now they're down to plus 280 to potentially steal it right there with Detroit, still as the front runner in terms of the division. The ability to run the football with A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones are going to be key. And I still like Jordan Love right now. I think he's playing a little bit with house money. The pressure's off. They got one win under their belt. They get this win under their belt. They're cooking with fire, baby. Let's not forget, 7.5 was their win total at the start of the year for Green Bay. That's not bad. They get two wins in the first 2 weeks of the regular season. Now you're cooking with a little gas, baby. Safety. We'll come back. We'll preview week two of the NFL. We'll trickle in a little college football. Coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For the Titans, baby. Great movie. Denzel, great. One of the best high school movies that we've seen. Obviously, Friday Night Lights as well is up there. You want to talk college football, forget it. The program, 1993, Joe Kane. Oh, James Caan, nothing better than that. Let me tell you. Alvin Mack, that's a football movie, huh? Unbelievable. They crawl to a six and six record and make the bowl game. They were the preseason number one, top five ranking. That's what it's all about. Now, Mateus also tweeted out this hot mic situation in Buffalo in regards to the reporter in Buffalo saying that Stephon Diggs is going to do what he wants to do. He has no control, yada, 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 and the mic was on. So let's see how this plays out for the Buffalo Bills. I'm still a buyer in Josh Allen, still a buyer. I know the Bills fans are on the ledge. I get it. But at the end of the day, it's one game. You know, let's see how they respond against the Raiders coming off a win. It's a back-to-back road game like Carver stated last night. Could they shut down the run? Could they force Jimmy Graps into long third downs? And if they could do that, they'll most likely cover this number. It was the same line that Baltimore potentially laid against Houston, and they wound up winning and cover that number. Now, I know it's not the same apples to apples, but again, it's a similar line, something to look at. I do want to talk about some other games in terms of the NFL, week number two, and you know, this Giant line is starting to extend. That was it, I think, for the Arizona Cardinals. That could have been this week, this past weekend, could have been the brightest spot for the Arizona Cardinals all season long. A 7-point cover. Catching seven on the road in Washington, they lose it by four. That might be the brightest spot. I expect this team to now go down like a dart, straight down to zero wins, where I'm sitting on that future at 23-1. That would be fantastic. I can't see Arizona winning this game, let alone covering this 5.5, 6-point number, which means that probably fourth quarter, Arizona will be up 14-3. That's what that means. So, I mean, this, to me, this is a bounce-back spot for the Giants here. Laying six on the road, Sunday night game, 39.5. I don't love the total, but what is Arizona realistically going to give you in this matchup? I mean, can we expect Josh Dobbs that threw for a 132? He's going to light it up at home like it's Kyler Murray in his heyday? Come on. Let's be honest. Here's the other factor. I don't know if you saw it. Micah Parsons, you know, calling out the Giants, saying, you know, the offensive line, you got to protect Danny Dimes. All right, just worry about your I love Micah Parsons, but just worry about your team right now. You have a matchup this coming weekend against Zach Wilson and the Jets, laying 9.5. Just worry about that. Let's not worry about, you know, the Giants' offensive line. You beat them down. They're a divisional opponent, and we'll take it from there. Dallas.
Joe, what do you think about that Arizona defense, man? When you look at their performance against Washington, I don't think a lot of people expected their defense to actually show up and perform the way that they did. One interception, two fumble recoveries, six sacks, and also a turnover that led to a touchdown for them. You know, if they were in the game, it's because of that defense. I wonder what their home field advantage is going to be like against the Giants. You know, does their defense play better against the Giants? This must be a pretty good defensive line, Joe.
Yeah, but Matei, I'm telling you, I'm going to lay this. I might lay the Giant double digits. I have no faith in Arizona. I have no faith in Gannon. I have no faith in this defense. And the defense didn't play all that bad on Sunday. They really didn't. They forced some turnovers. They kept them in the game. Here's the problem. The defense could be good for two quarters. If Josh Dobbs is continuing to make three and outs and giving Daniel Jones and the offense a short field, then what do you have? You have absolutely nothing. You're going to wear down. And at the end of the day, at some point, you're going to cave in, right? That is the concern right now. I can't back a team that has a good defense that potentially could keep him in it, but they're now like 6-point dogs at home. I don't know. Do we go under maybe? 39.5. Oof. I don't know. I don't think.
Now, you make a solid point, though. This is a great bounce back game for the Giants. You know, going on the road, everybody against them, not having to be back in the city after their terrible game one. You know, this is where they show up and shut everybody up and get back on the winning streak.
Darren Waller, did you see that? He's going to be potentially on the IR. What a bust, huh? New York, in terms of big acquisitions, Aaron Rodgers done for the year. Darren Waller, this guy can never stay healthy. And you're right. I mean, here's the thing. James Conner's good. He's not elite. And when your leading receiver was Rondell Moore with 3 catches for 33 yards, you have a problem. I believe in Brian Daboll and the Giants in a bounce-back spot more than I believe in the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm hoping they lose every game, Matias. So I can't back the Cardinals with the 6 points. I can't do it. What do you think about the Jets, though? Would you take the 9 with Zach Wilson against Dak Prescott?
No, I would take the Dallas Cowboys, absolutely. You know, there's a great clip going out right now about Alan Lazard, you know, hitting Zach Wilson on the shoulder pads and pretty much telling him, how does it feel to not feel that pressure anymore, and kind of having that pressure of coming back off your shoulders. Now we have a tie ball game. We're going to come back and we're going to win this game. Lazard was convinced that the Jets were going to win the game the second that they actually tied this football game. And he kind of went over to Wilson to say, you know, this is like a rebirth. You know, this is like a new thing for you. You're on a much better team than you were on last year. The guys obviously back you. They trust him for now. You know, it's a brand new start for the kid. So I'm actually excited to see how he's going to perform against the Cowboys, or, you know, just see how he performs again, you know, knowing that he's going to be the starter going into the week. But at the same time, Joe, not a great game to go against the Cowboys, one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in all of the NFL. So he has a big challenge ahead of him, and I'd much rather go with the Cowboys than put any money on Zach Wilson, that's for sure. But if it wasn't the Cowboys, it'd be a different story, Joe.
I know, but I'm going to lay it with the Cowboys. I think I'm going to lay it. I don't think Zach Wilson. I know he's 2-0 last year. Every time he caught, what was it, over a touchdown, and he won the both ball games outright against Green Bay and against, who was it? It was the Bills. Catching 8. I think they caught 8.5. That was the game Josh Allen got hurt. I can't do it. Not on the road. I think Dallas could be potentially the best team in the NFC. I know people are going to jump all over me. San Fran. Brock Purdy, man. Dude, right? You get a lot of that, right, Matias? Dude, out there, right? West Coast style. That's it.
Absolutely, Joe.
That's it. Everybody loves Brock Purdy. I got news for you. Not to go off the beaten path. Love the Rams and Matt Stafford with the 8.5. Are you kidding me? 8.5 points? And I know the stat. Here's the stat that everybody's going to hear. Kyle Shanahan 7-0 against Sean McVay. The last 7. We're going to regurgitate that like spam this whole week. Kyle Shanahan. Outright. Aaron Donald. Rams. Outright. Over the Brock Purdy. We'll come back. We'll talk college football. Week number 2 coming right back on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm a man. I'm 50. How about that? What do you think about that? One of the best press conferences that we'll see. And I tell you, Oklahoma State is cooking, baby. They are cooking 2-0. on that preseason win total at 6.5. Also on Oak State to potentially win the Big 12. I got them at 60-1. I got CLV. Get the can. Get the can. I also took them, I know I'm nuts. I took them 180-1 to potentially win the college, get into the college football playoff. Why not? If they're going to win the Big 12, why they can't be there? So I know I'm a little nuts, but that's the way I played Oklahoma State. Best, one of the best uniforms. If I had to pick college uniforms, and I know I'm getting off the beaten path right now. Obviously, you have the traditions, right? You know, Alabama, Penn State are up there. But LSU is top five for me. And this is where I could talk because Carver's not on yet. LSU would be, I would say, number one, I think I would say, Alabama. I would have to give it to Alabama. Number two, I would give Penn State because I like the plane. I'm big like that. Number three, LSU. Number four, Texas Tech, top five all time. And then I would go Oklahoma State at number five. That would be my, and I'm talking, you know, retro 1996. Oak State, though, the orange pant is the best. I mean, that is phenomenal when you think about Oklahoma State. Now, I will say I'm a little nervous. I don't want to say this on air. I'm a little nervous with this Carter Bradley in South Alabama coming to Stillwater. This is typically a game that Oklahoma State would, like, you know, somehow play down to the level of competition. I hope they boat raced them. I'm not betting this game. But if you're asking me, Lisi, which game, you know, which side would you take? I would say this is a spot where if we could get through this, we got more Joe Moe until Bedlam. They win this third game against South Alabama. They're cooking, I believe, straight through. I think it's week 7 or week 8 against Venables in Oklahoma. And let's not forget that Oklahoma game is going to be huge. Why? It's the last Bedlam game that we might see for forever. All right, so keep that in my mind in terms of that. That's going to be huge. But Oklahoma State, I put them on like a 30% upset watch this weekend. I want to get through South Alabama. We get through that, then we'll be okay. But I need to see it first. I'll give you an updated line on Oklahoma State, and then we'll rip through some college lines. Oklahoma State right now is 7.5-point favorites at home. It's a 6:59 start. I don't like that either. I like when the shadows are going over Boone Pickens Stadium. Give me those shadows, those 3:30 shadows in the corner of the end zone in Altson and Stillwater. I love that. Love that. Even the Florida game. Typically, that Florida-Tennessee game should be a 3:30 matchup. It's not. Florida right now, a 6.5-point dog, and I like the Gators here in terms of this matchup. Quick breakdown about Gators and Tennessee. Florida has won four of the last five. Prior to them breaking through last year, Tennessee, 38-33 with Hendon Hooker. They were an 11.5-point favorite. Anthony Richardson got a backdoor cover in terms of that matchup, but it was dominated by Florida. Now, they covered that game, and Billy Napier was 5-1 against the number as an underdog. He lost the Oregon State game because of attrition and people not playing against the bowl game and backing out against the Beavers. He lost week one as a dog as well against Utah. That line opened up at 9.5 all the way down to 3.5 with Cam Rising. But this potentially is a bounce-back spot, and I talked about it on Coast to Coast in regards to the difference between Tennessee with Jersey Joe Milton and the difference between Hendon Hooker the past couple of seasons. You talk about Hendon Hooker the past 2 years. His first season, he was 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. This is just through the air. Completed well over 60% of his passes. Last year, he gets hurt in South Carolina. He still threw 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions throughout his 2-year career in Knoxville. 58 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. Very clean with the football. And on top of it, the ability to break a huge run at any given time because of his athleticism. You know, his ability in terms of the RPO game. What do we see this year? We see a little bit of more balance out of Josh Heupel, a little less tempo. We saw more of the type of game that they played against Clemson last year and Cade Klubnik. Now, with Hooker in the lineup, they averaged 326 through the air, and they averaged 199 on the ground. They were converting close to 50% in terms of third down conversions for much of the year. It wasn't until they played Georgia and South Carolina at the end of the year where their offensive productivity slipped just a little bit. Still put up yards, but didn't have the consistency on third down against the Bulldogs. And more importantly, in that game against South Carolina, they were a little one-dimensional after they fell behind. What do we see this year with Joe Milton? Well, they're only throwing for 220 through the air and running it at will at 257 on the ground. So more balance, a little more run heavy with Jabari Small and those running backs. But that goes right into the strength of the Florida front seven. Florida entering this game now, only giving up 87 rushing yards per game. They held Utah, a very good rushing attack, in that loss to only 105 yards on the ground. So I want to see how this game plays out, but I still believe Florida's going to be within the number. Billy Napier's on the hot seat to a degree. He's at home. He's typically a better underdog coach than he is a favorite. They ran it for 327 against McNeese State last week, even though it's an FCS opponent. And the strength of that front seven is in run support. So if Florida could take that away and force the game onto Milton, maybe there's a game. And Tennessee only converting 33% of third down opportunities. So that's why I like Florida early on. And the game is in Gainesville, so you should have a live crowd in terms of that rivalry game perspective. Another matchup that we could look at, and I don't like this game, Alabama and USF. It's down to 31.5 now. So the thing, and there's no doubt Alabama wins. The total is 60.5. I know they're going to be mad. I understand that. But this could be the double-double. Everybody that bet Alabama doubles down this week because they're laying over 30 and they're just thinking like it's a blind bet to the over in Alabama. This line opened up at 5 touchdowns. It's down to 31.5. It's scary. The line movement is scary. And does Nick Saban now, does he turn? Even though I thought Milroe played a little bit better in terms of the second half, does he turn to potentially Ty Simpson or Buckner in this ballgame? That's always a cause of concern back in props. That's always a cause of concern in terms of taking Alabama. Does he take his foot off the gas? I'm not playing this game, but it is scary. If I was in like a contest, I probably would take USF just as a double-double. I don't love it, but I would take the points with USF. I'm not betting this game in any capacity. Another team that I do like is San Diego State, 330 kick against DJU and Oregon State. Reason why is San Diego State got abused by Dante Moore and UCLA. They lost 35-10, catching 14.5. They're not really running it like they have in years past. That was a concern last year. They ran it for like a 170, or actually 143 yards per game, but they only converted last year 29%. They're averaging 173 on the ground, but 350 came against their FCS opponent 2 weeks ago. So that's why the numbers are a little gaudy. What I do like, they have played 3 games, and they've played now Ohio, they've played UCLA, and they played an FCS opponent. That's not bad. DJU and Oregon State, Cal Davis, and San Jose State with Chevron Cordero. And we know about DJU in a big spot. This line opened up at 20.5. It's up to 24.5. I like San Diego State. They forced 6 interceptions already, defensive back end playing well. And they're holding opposing quarterbacks to 52% on third down conversion. 52% in terms of completion percentage. so they have a shot. As long as the front seven plays well and stacks the box and forces DJU over the top, I think they could cover the 24.5. I think Brady Hoke and the Aztecs could potentially be live in Corvallis this coming Saturday. And that's a 3:30 game as well. So they might be getting my money, the Aztecs. Early on, I like San Diego State. Another matchup that we'll talk about that's maybe off the beaten path. I talked about it on Coast to Coast. I like Minnesota. Minnesota catching 7.5. Contrast in styles. North Carolina, up-tempo, Drake May. You have a ground and pound. I think in this game they're going to look to run it against the front seven in North Carolina that gave up to Joey Aguilar. And App State, 219 rushing yards on the ground. We'll come back, break down more college football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver.
Sirius
right?
XM 159. I mean, yeah, I'm fine. It's, you know, I'm not sick every night.
You're in transit. The kid's in transit.
Yeah, transit. Getting the kids to sleep, all that stuff.
Get a little food in your belly?
Not much. So, deal with that after.
I got
to do with that after we finish up. Oh, look at you. Must be nice. What's going on, Joe? What do we got? We have a plenty happening right now. Lots of baseball if you're involved.
Yes.
You in on the baseball tonight, Joe?
No baseball. No. I'm probably all overs tonight. We've been talking college football. I'm glad you didn't come on until this segment because I was bashing DJU and Oregon State. So.
Why would you bash them? What is there to bash about them?
I'm not bashing. I just took San Diego State.
Well, you think that Oregon State will win the game outright.
Yes, just
like,
I do.
You like the Aztecs.
That's a 3:30 kick, by the way. That's juicy.
East. That's 3:30 East kick, yeah.
Yeah, but that's going to look fantastic on the screen.
Well, 12:30 in Corvallis.
I love that.
Get that one going.
That.
So, there you go. I guess Oregon State needs to get used to playing Mountain West teams, right, Joe?
They're blue collar. Although San Diego State hasn't lived.
Get used to playing Mountain West teams. Yeah. Might be a lot of that in their future.
That's true. Air Force next. No, I'm kidding.
Oh boy. You're right about the overs. 7-5 Pirates lead the Nats. 7-0 Rangers lead the Blue Jays. How about the Blue Jays? They are
was
guts.
That Kikuchi?
That was Kikuchi getting racked tonight.
I told you. You see?
Kikuchi.
I told you. Tonight was the night.
Tonight was the night. Bottom six right now. So, game is technically still under. Just need a couple runs to push it over the number there, Joe. Astros have homers from Yordan Alvarez and Alex Bregman. They lead the A's 4-0. Royals lead the White Sox 2-0. They're in the fourth. Yankees and Red Sox have been in a rain delay, Joe, in Fenway.
All
they
right.
Allegedly are going to try play tonight. And then the Padres and the Dodgers, of course, late night with Blake Snell going for San Diego. Let's see what Joe in Florida has to say here on a Wednesday, Joe. Let's check in. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Joey.
How you guys doing?
Doing amazing.
Lovely.
You guys good?
How are you, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm just a regular guy, so I'm just going to give you a tip. I don't know if you're using it or not. I should have used it NFL first week. I forgot. Always take the unders. But these ladies are playing in the WNBA playoffs now, and they tend to come out a little tight at times. I got the first quarter in this first game. I'm trying to get the first half. So just something to look at in these WNBA playoffs, first quarter, first half, and sometimes full game. Obviously, they're all correlated. But, Carver, when I watch the Bills play, I do think of you. I know you're diehard. I don't want to even give my opinion on it. I just want you to tell me where you're at with Josh, what's going on with him. How frustrating is it? I just want your take on that. I'll hang up. I'll listen. Thank you, guys, as always.
Love you, Joe.
What'd you say, Joe? Something about the Bills?
Hang on, he's got a little odds in it right now.
I'm over at this point. It's just like when you get to this point in the week, you're on to the next one, right, Joe? You're on to the next
numb
one.
Numb to it, Carver. You're numb.
Oh, being a Bills fan, you're numb. Of course you're numb to it. You've had plenty of heartache in my life. When you've never seen your team win the Super Bowl, that means you always end a year with a loss. Pretty much, right? I mean, when you never seen him finish the job, there's always a loss every year that finishes your season. So I've had that every single year. Look, like I said to you earlier, they'll probably wipe the floor with the Raiders on Sunday.
Think so?
Yeah, and then, like, Myers got a concussion, right? And Jacoby Myers was good for the Raiders on Sunday in Denver, Joe. Jacoby Myers played really good.
Yeah.
He had two touchdowns in the game, but he got a concussion, and who knows if he's going to be – I didn't see today's injury report, but I saw Devontae Adams was on it, and he was banged up. So
if Devontae doesn't play, then what?
Well, if Adams and Myers both don't play, Joe, what do you got?
You got nothing. You got Jimmy
keying
Kraft
in on, you're keying in,
life.
Keying in on Josh Jacobs, I would guess, right? You're going to key in on him.
Stack the box. Force Kraft to beat us over the top.
Force him to throw.
Look at him be in his face. Force Kraft. You think Brady, I was watching this replay of Brady and did you see Brady was at the game? You know, they honored him,
yes.
You know.
Everybody's, that was a lot of pomp and circumstance there.
Well, I missed the ceremony in the beginning, but I'm watching the replay now.
You didn't miss anything.
Well, I know, but I'm saying. So what do you think he was telling Kraft? It was me all along. You think he was doing that? Like I told you, the guy's washed up.
It's possible. I don't know if there's still a lot of... I mean, I'm sure they're not best buddies, Brady and Belichick. They worked together for a long time. They had a lot of success together. And I'm sure that it was... I can guarantee you, Joe, Brady's probably got a much better relationship with Kraft than he does with Belichick.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Bill Belichick. Yeah, you like them. You're backing them. I can't believe you're backing them this week.
Well, look, I'm not necessarily going to back them. What I'm saying to you is this feels like a spot, and here we go. It's gotten to three now, Miami minus three. It's gone. What do we start the week, Joe, at two?
Two.
Two and a half, and now we're at three. You know, not even Friday yet. It just feels like a spot where everybody's going to be on Miami.
Well,
did you see what the Pats are wearing on Sunday night?
What are they wearing? Not the Stanley Morgan, Steve Grogan jerseys.
Oh, yeah, the throwbacks on Sunday night. The red jersey with the white helmet and the Pat the Patriot logo. Patriot Pat. That makes you like the Pats. They put those
Why'd
throwbacks
you say
on.
That? You think they're going to go back to the 1984 game where the guy came out with the blower?
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. I mean, they're going to have that hurricane's going to be out on the coast on Sunday night. There could be some weather in that game. That's another thing, Joe. Could be weather. Want to get the under 46.5 now?
Why is it like a,
because you know
like
that
swirling winds?
Well, the path of this, you know, this hurricane they've been talking up that's been sitting out in the ocean for the last week. What is that, Lee, Joe?
No, I don't know, Clark Lee.
New England watches up, or watches are up for Lee. So this thing is allegedly, Joe. Let me get you the path here. It's going to be kind of off the coast. What day is this that they have this? September the 16th, that would be 16th is Saturday. So maybe by Sunday night, maybe it is a little further north. But, I mean, it's not going to be blasting into it, but it's going to be out on the coast. And I'm sure, you know, obviously those hurricanes are big, Joe. Big
bands
on the outside.
It's going to be a quagmire.
Quagmire. It's going to be a quagmire.
It's a monsoon. They got to play in it. They can't. Bones.
No. I think it's going to be well up into Canada by the time Sunday night rolls around, judging by what I just looked at.
So you want to take the under?
Well, these two teams have played a lot of unders, and all. It's just for me, Joe. I know that everybody's going to be back in Miami this week. I don't think there's going to be a lot of Patriot. love for them in this game.
So let me ask you, when the numbers come out, what if it's 58% on Miami? Are you taking New England?
Yeah, that's not enough. You know what the numbers are, Joe. You start getting up in the 80, 85, 90. And I'll tell you, I get another half. I think it's then I'm definitely in. Give me one more half.
They wouldn't push it past a key number, would they?
I don't know. We'll see how much action the Dolphins get.
Would they push it past a key number?
Probably not.
Could it be a divergence?
A divergence. You love this stuff. A divergence.
Get out the stochastics.
Oh, boy. We get it in the next hour. We got a lot to do with this Viking Eagle game. Did you get the risk free SGP for that? I'm sure you got a much higher dollar amount than me. You have the risk free SGP.
Yeah, I didn't look at it yet, but you're forcing me to look at it now.
They got a boost for that too, a 50% profit boost for a single bet.
You and these profit boosts.
Well, Joe, you're gonna bet it anyway. You might as well put a little extra behind it.
Yeah, I got. They gave me 100.
Look at you. Must be nice. Must be nice, Joe. You're all set in that over there at that place. They take care of you.
That you like.
It's because you eat. You sit at the big table over there.
That's not
just
nice.
Keep bringing out the sir. London broil, putting it down right in front of you.
I don't
you
like go. London broil. I'm a flaming you young guy. I like the flaming young with the asparagus and a little mash just to wet the palate.
Crack crab and lobster. A lot of eating Joe did there last weekend.
Oh, stop. Look at you. You ate fat all year with the golf.
Saturday and Sunday.
You went up two waist sizes just with the golf. Who are you kidding?
Golf was good. Golf's back, Joe. Golf's back in Napa.
What do you mean it's back? It just ended.
It's back. 2 weeks. We start the swing season.
What's the swing season? I don't even know what that means.
It's the tournaments that they play between September and December. The swing season.
They play these things?
The Fortinet Championship out in Napa. Max Homa going for 3 in a row, 7-1.
Max Homa.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, your guy isn't on the lineup card this
Which
week.
Which one? Who? Harry
Big
English?
Bo Hostler, 30-1.
Bo Hostler, I love Bo.
30-1. That's it
for that guy.
that's what the card is. It's not a lot of big names here this week, Joe.
We got
not a
bunch
lot of big names. I mean, when Sam Don't Call Me Ben Stevens is 65-1, there's a problem. That guy's usually 200-1. So.
Oh boy.
Shea Reavy, Kevin Streelman, a lot of your favorites at Napa this coming week. So we'll try to get a couple things together for this Viking Eagle game in hour number two.
Okay.
And we got to talk about Thursday night's college game as well. They got any player props up for that, Joe?
Thursdays? What, Hennigan, you mean?
Yeah.
You got me twisted.
Oh, they do.
Hennigan.
264.5.
I'm going through it. I think he throws for 3.
4+ passing touchdowns, plus 720. There
I'm
you
gonna go. I'm going for 3.25.
Oh, you're doing the all passing yards?
Yeah. Well, the only thing is, can they run it and slow it down? I'm going to go for maybe 2.
How about 3.25 and 3 touchdowns?
Where do you see that?
Plus 533. Put them together. You got all the passing and all the passing
Should
touchdowns.
Put it with the golf?
Put it with the golf? Justin Thomas?
Why not?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wild Thing. We're back. Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. Oh, Joe. Incredible. This ain't intramurals. This is the Big 12, man. The Big 12. I like that clip. All right, Joe. Last check of the baseball for you. The Cardinals now lead the Orioles 1-0 in the eighth. Man, Orioles letting you down the last couple days.
Yeah, no, this isn't good now.
Ray's going to pick up a game here today on you.
Stop it.
Mets now lead the Diamondbacks 6-0. Look out. Bad night for Zach Gallen. That's not going to help him out in the Cy Young race. Right now, Snell minus 140. Wow, he dropped to 16-1. Strider's 100-1 now, too. So it's Snell or Steele, I guess, for the Cy Young and the NL. Man, we could have got Steele at so many good numbers, Joe. What an awful job by us. Mm-hmm. Even Snell, we could have got some great numbers. So much for that Mookie Betts push for the MVP. Back to plus 460.
Okay.
Garrett Cole minus 2,200 for the AL Cy Young.
Does he have 250 strikeouts?
Mookie Betts?
No, Garrett Cole.
Oh, you know what, Joe? I don't know. How many strikeouts does he have? Garrett Cole, let's quickly try to get that in for you, Joe. What's Cole at here this year? Cole so far in 2023, running out of time on you, Joe. I'll have to get that for you. I'll get it for you next hour. We got a lot to do. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Another hour to go on the grid right after this.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.